Hello, everybody, and a very warm welcome to episode 12 of the All Points Road Trip. As always, my name's Lacey Lee Elliott, and today is going to be kind of a part one of two episode. I want to talk a little bit about loneliness versus solitude. And today is going to be more of a focus on a conversation around loneliness. What triggered this is I made a post on Facebook recently and made the comment that I was lonely and started some really great conversations and was making some other posts and looking at quotes for Instagram. And I read something that really hit home with me. And it was a quote that's actually from Jodie Foster. And she says, "I am an interesting combination, for I have a great fear of being alone, and yet I have a desperate need for solitude and solitary experiences. This has always been a tug of war for me." And I read that and I thought, fuck, that is me. So I want to talk today about loneliness, and next podcast is going to be more about solitude. I have known for a very long time, since I was a child even, that I have a very deep fear of being alone. And for me, that fear is rooted a lot more specifically in I don't want to die alone. Now, when I got sick last year, probably, 14, 15 months ago, this is when it really came to light for me on what loneliness and being alone really meant. I was going to the hospital alone. I was going to tests, follow-up tests, doctor's appointments, getting results from the doctors, and I ended up calling an ex-boyfriend because I wanted him to come with me because I didn't want to do this on my own. Now, this is the thing. He was abusive. He had, in our relationship, belittled me, yelled at me constantly for my choices and behaviors, and even at one point, he hit me, and he almost hit me a second time. And when that second time came around, he laughed. He laughed because he was actually going to hit me with his Mac laptop computer. And he laughed because he said the reason he didn't want to hit me was because he didn't want to break the computer. So we had broken up about a month before I ended up in the emergency room. But yet, I still called him. My fear of going through this alone was so bad that I called this asshole to come keep me company. And I think the thing is, we often don't see the forest for the trees. And even though we had broken up quite a while ago, I'd been going to counseling for quite a while, I didn't recognize my own lack of self-love. I really, really didn't. And it hit me pretty hard because he did come to the clinic with me, and we ended up getting in a huge, massive fight. He ended up yelling at me because I was crying. He told me I was overreacting, I was being a baby, I was being a drama queen and trying to get reaction from him. And my caveat to this is I cry a lot. I cry a lot. I'm pretty sure I've cried on these podcasts. I know I've cried on some of my YouTube videos. That's who I am. That is who I was when he dated me. That was who I was when we moved in together. So suddenly he was expecting me to change. It's just bullshit. But the reality of it was I had called this ass to be with me at this clinic to deal with some of these tests. And I remember him yelling and swearing at me. And basically this light switch turned on because I felt so alone. I felt so fucking alone in that moment. I had a blood clot. I was also going in the blood clot was going on because I had a lump in my breast. I'd had two mammograms, an ultrasound, and was waiting on an MRI, and I was afraid. I was afraid and I was scared and I cried, and I shouldn't have to justify that, and I shouldn't have to get yelled at by someone, but I felt so alone. And again, I really didn't get it. I ended up calling a girlfriend that day who also snapped at me and told me I needed to get my head out of my ass and be more independent, because she couldn't imagine being sad or scared and not wanting to go to the doctor alone, that I needed to be stronger. I am a fucking strong woman. I am independent. I am capable. I pay my mortgage. I pay my bills. I do my laundry. This is different. This situation was different. And anyone out there who's listening to this, who's gone through a life crisis, whatever it is, when I was sitting in the ER a week or 10 days before this situation with my ex, and the emergency doctor told me that this could have killed me, it's a scary feeling. This was not about going to the doctor alone. This was kind of a moment where you come face to face with your mortality, and I was scared. I didn't want to have to fight this battle alone. I don't think human beings are meant to fight these battles alone. Yet here I was. I knew 100%, without a doubt, that I was perfectly fucking capable to go to the doctors, to go to the emergency room, to go to the specialist. I knew that I could do it by myself. I just didn't want to. And if you don't know the rest of my story, not even a month later, I ended up back in the emergency room with a brain tumor. And the thing is, nobody understood me. Nobody understood me. And I know this is where I lost a couple of friends, because they said to me, I know how you feel. They said to me, don't be scared. You'll be fine. Really? You know I'm going to be fucking fine? You know I'm going to be okay? When shit happens, people get scared. People get sad. That's part of human nature. You understand how I feel? It's actually impossible. We've all been raised different. We have different, unique perspectives on things. We taste, we see, and we feel life in our own personal experiences. The thing is, thinking about this alone in the hospital, alone at the anticoagulation clinic, alone waiting for the neurologist and the neurosurgeon, these things kept washing over me. And I thought, how can we be so surrounded by people yet feel so alone? So fucking lonely. And I went through, I'll be honest, I went through depression because I had no one to talk to. I had no one who understood me. I had a counselor, I had a therapist, but it's just not the same. My loneliness was making me so depressed. And that depression, if you've been in that position, if you've gone through depression, that feeling starts to bring suicidal thoughts. That depression is what and where suicide comes from. It's feeling lonely, feeling alone, feeling not understood, feeling not accepted. And the more time I spent alone, the more time I spent alone, still surrounded by strangers, my neighbors, my so-called quote-unquote friends, my family, the people I work with, I started to embrace my weirdness. And that was an important one for me, because my ex-boyfriend used to fucking give me such a hard time for being weird. I was so fucking weird, he said. As if it was a bad thing. And the thing is, we're all weird. We are all different. And going through this journey and spending a lot of time alone in the bottom of my closet, I realized that we are all different. And no one is ever going to understand. No one is ever going to fully be able to understand how another person feels. Yes, we might have similar experiences. We might have similar situations. But just like we are unique as snowflakes, no person, no human being is ever, ever going to understand how we feel. And in that piece, we are always going to be alone. Does that make sense to you? I hope it does, because if you can grasp this idea, if you can actually hold on to the idea that you are always going to be alone because you are unique and you are different, and every single one of us on the planet is different. And because of that, no matter how many people say they are there for us, say that they understand us, say that they are there for us, and the true essence of it, we are always going to be alone. Because loneliness stems from wanting other people to understand us, to share our deepest, darkest feelings and fears and insecurities. And it's going to be impossible to find someone that completely gets it. And the more you can understand that, I tell you from experience, the easier that loneliness is going to become. I was not a believer in the whole we have to fucking love ourselves first before we can love everybody else idea. But what I know, what I have learned, and what I want to share with you is that you need to know yourself. You need to know who you are. What makes you happy? What makes you mad? What do you like? What do you not like? Without that being interpreted or judged by the outside world, without someone else telling you what makes you happy, without your happiness and someone's opinions of that being detrimental. You need to know yourself, because if you don't, that's when that loneliness causes you to fall into that state of depression. My purpose and my desire with my rebranding of the All Points Road Trip and sharing this podcast and being open on social media is to let people know that it's okay to not be okay. We all hurt. We all feel pain. We get scared. We judge. We are not perfect. And all of those feelings, all those experiences that you feel come from something different. Whether it's your upbringing, your religion, your geographical location, your parents, the internet, the school you went to. No one is ever fully going to understand you. And once you get this, once you grasp this idea, and that is my hopes in speaking out to you, when you're feeling that loneliness, when you get to that place where that loneliness just feels so shitty and lonely, when you realize that you are always going to be alone, you might have a best friend or a spouse or someone who really gets you, which is great and phenomenal, and I feel so happy for you, but they are never fully going to understand you better than you know yourself. When you understand that you are going to be alone with yourself forever, that's just part of being human, the feeling of loneliness does a shift, and I felt it. And that's where I'm doing the second piece of this podcast, because that loneliness shifts to more of a solitude. And I mentioned it before, but that loneliness is a place where we just wish someone else was with us. Someone else was physically with us, or someone else understood us. But when you know that you are always going to be your own unique person with your own experiences and feelings, and you own that and you know that, that loneliness shifts to solitude. And solitude is the glorious enjoyment of being alone. And that has been a huge shift that I have made in my travels and my journey. That no longer do I feel lonely. Yes, don't get me wrong, I would love to have someone to keep me company and to share a sunset with. But I have taken these beautiful walks on the beach at sunrise with the waves crashing on the shore and these incredible rays of color and fiery orange with the sun's coming up on the beach. And I feel solitude. That glorious, blissful feeling of just being alone. I hope that that makes sense to you. I hope that something I have said to you will touch you in the idea of loneliness, being alone, and that shifting into solitude, because I don't want anyone to feel that depression that I felt. And I know there are hundreds of thousands of people that feel that way. And you don't have to. You're going to be alone. You are going to be alone because no one else is ever going to fully understand how unique and how special and how fucking weird you really are. So own it and embrace it and make that shift into feeling sad and depressed in that loneliness to taking a deep breath and feeling the solitude. That is it for today, you guys. Next week, I'm going to delve more into the idea of solitude and some of the great experiences that I've had in this adventure, in this road trip I'm taking, and some of the joyous, glorious moments of solitude that I've had. Remember, just stop wasting your time thinking and planning and stressing about shit. Just take one step in any direction. It doesn't matter where you go, because one small step is better than no step at all.